This article is entitled, quote, Frustrated and Upset Over Reservoir Feedback Process. And there's an accompanying artist's impression of the new reservoir in the Vale of the White Horse Valley. Opponents of plans for a massive new reservoir near Abingdon have been left feeling, quote, frustrated and deeply upset by Thames Water's consultation, they say. The 150 billion litre reservoir would be southwest of the town and would secure water supply for 15 million people, including Thames Water, Affinity Water, and Southern Water customers. Consultation started in October and concluded last week before the consultation was extended as a result of problems with the application process, which left some people upset. Campaigners raised the alarm about the consultation process, claiming it was not made clear by the utility company what the word or character limit was for the individual submissions. Independent Vale of White Horse District Councillor Sally Povolotsky raised the issue with Thames Water, backed by the campaign group GARD, which stands for Group Against Reservoir Development. The councillor, who represents Stevenson and the Hannies, wrote, "It has only become apparent at the point of submission that responses were subject to a strict 4,096 character limit. This requirement was not clearly stated anywhere within the consultation form or application process, nor was it visible while responses were being drafted. As a result, many consultees were typing detailed responses live, only to be presented with an error message at submission. I have been contacted by several people this evening who are understandably frustrated and deeply upset." Liane Dubois, head of engagement for Thames Water, said submissions from residents would now be accepted until this Friday. She added, "The character limit applies to each question on the online feedback form, which we have found is sufficiently generous for the vast majority of responses. The first page of the consultation form highlights that if responses are likely to be lengthy, that respondents can email or write to us instead. Should responders wish to send in further feedback, they can write to us at SESRO, which is spelled S-E-S-R-O, at ipsos.com. We'll be accepting submissions up to January the 23rd. Opposition to the new reservoir, which is expected to be almost as large as Gatwick Airport, comes from campaign groups including GARD and Vale of White Horse District Council, representing villages close to the reservoir site. Vale council leaders have objected in the consultation and reaffirmed the council's objections to the reservoir in a formal letter to the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Responding to the council, Ms. Dubois added, "Community consultation is at the heart of our plans, with previous feedback having already shaped our reservoir designs."